Have you ever done anything cool in your life, Sam?
Have I ever done anything cool?
Anything cool?
Yeah.
Right, go on then.
When I was playing rugby when I was like 12, there was this. I was playing against this really fast winger, and I noticed he grabbed the ball like in his own 22, and I was on the halfway mark, so I had to start corner flagging straight away, just running for my own corner. And just before the try line, I smashed him so hard it went like through. There was a baby thing on the, like, in a baby carriage with a baby in it. I tackled him over a baby, but knocked the baby carriage over and wrecked his legs. And then as soon as that happened, my coach went, "Fucking break him!" So there you go. That's pretty cool. That went right. Bad.
Did everyone clap?
Nah. Everyone was more horrified at the baby that got knocked off and the legs breaking.
Did you, was the baby all right?
Yeah, it was, luckily. That's what I was scared for. I was like, as if I've just killed a fucking baby when I'm 12 years old, what matter of shit my life would be if I'd killed that baby.
Yeah, because one night we got, it was fucking hilarious, mate. I'd never seen anything so pathetic, right? In a good way. Like, he got so drunk, right? We were playing some music and he was like on the sofa with like his eyes closed, like the way he lived. Like, just having a dance in his mind, you know? And he just kept saying, like, "This is the most drunk I've ever been." And I was like, "You need to go to fucking bed, mate. You're arsehole." So he fell up. I've never seen anything like this. It defied gravity. Like, he fell up a flight of stairs. Like, he fell, tripped on the first step, then did like a forward roll up the stairs, though. I've never seen anything like it, mate. I was like watching it, like, fucking hell. Thought he was going to do a crab walk the rest of the fucking way. Unreal. Like. So anyway. Where are these literate white supremacists at, sitting around doing book meetings, sipping tea, and reading The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn? Hey, you get that one? Yeah, look, he calls him N-word Jim. Z-Kyle! Like, is that what's going on? Is that a real thing? Like, it's definitely not. The neo-Nazi book club market is pretty fucking small. On May 28th, there was a gorilla, 17 years old. He was in Cincinnati Zoo, and a kid fell into the enclosure with the gorilla, and he's had a grab because
he's literally an ape.
Because he's a gorilla, right? Like, he doesn't know what's going on, does he? He just knows there's something weird happening, and I'm gonna have a grab.
And I've gripped him.
Yeah, he's had a grip. So he's gripped the kid and sort of dragged it around. Why is that funny?
The kid started dragging it around.
That's what happened. Did you watch the video?
Nah, he wasn't. He was gentle. Yeah. Look, you're making it as if he threw him a boat.
He was not. He wasn't gentle, but he just wasn't forceful. You know, he had a grab, dragged this little kid around, and obviously this made people a little bit worried. So they tried to distract the gorilla, Harambe. And hopefully he'd leave the kid alone, but Rambo was having none of it. That's my kid. I'll be having that. And
try to generate there.
They theorized, you know, what can we do to stop this gorilla wrecking this kid? So then it's like, well, we'll tase him. Fucking hell, mate. I've seen some guys from around my neighborhood that have stood up to a taser.
In Rondo, mate.
Yeah, exactly. Let alone a fucking silverback gorilla. So obviously, that's out, and there was no way that nobody was going to run in there and rugby tackle him. Although
like a rodeo club,
guy would have got mad hero pussy if he'd done that. Can you imagine being the guy who like saved the child?
Fuck up, no butt.
Yeah, drop that fucking kid now, mate. Can you imagine that telling that story down the bar? Oh, so who are you then? Well, I don't like to talk about it, but I was on, you probably know me from the news. I was the guy who fucking speared a gorilla out the way. Stopped him killing a kid, gave him a few digs, put him in an armbar, and then I just pieced the fuck out.
Triple cross faced him, then walked out the enclosure.
Yeah, just left him eating leaves angrily. fucking dickhead. Right. So obviously that didn't happen either. So went on. Played the game and he was on four frags in the first half. He then says, "I've crashed." Classic, by the way.
I've had a crash.
Classic banter. Control alt delete. I've crashed, lads. I'm just definitely not injecting hacks into the game. Fucking hell, I'm mint now. You used to happen all the time back in the day. So anyway, we went and there was this guy, and he had like, you know, them masks you get.
Yeah.
You know, he had a mask on, like, but we were looking at it, and it didn't look like one of them broken nose masks or broken cheek masks. And someone went, "Noah, what happened to us?" I don't even know why I'm laughing. This is horrible. Someone threw a firework into a pram, and it just went off in this kid's face, and he's just deformed all his life. I mean, the guy was obviously a bit bitter about it all. He was just an arsehole.
Bit bitter about it.
Yeah, he was like. So,
was the mask really the best option?
Well, I don't know. This is the thing, I never saw under it, and he broke my mate's leg that game because we were winding him up.
Obviously.
Yeah, they're trying to get under his skin, so he just broke my mate's leg and got sent off.
Can't play against Phantom of the Opera and not comment on it. Yeah, we had to.
I think someone was going behind him and going, "Fucking hell, you must be a right ugly bastard." So unreasonable. Yeah. The most reasonable behavior of all time. That is like I still remember it. It was so traumatic and horrible. It was so bad. Like, I don't think I've ever puked so much, mate. Apart from that one time when I got that bad food poisoning and both ends went at once and I had to wrap myself up in a shower curtain and get in the bath.
Why did you have to be wrapped in a shower curtain, though?
Because, man, it was just going everywhere. Like...
You're serious? If you're like spraying the wall?
No, like... man, it was that was real bad. That was a dark time.
Sure, so, on that. On this company check, right? A lot of it's bullshit. So you can't really like they
what,
have
what accounts
and like. For example, like they have their documents and their like submitted accounts.
So it is a registered company, at least.
Oh yeah, it is a registered company under the name Casual Esports Limited. But one of the things I found funny was, in the list of which shows ownership, Ben Bagg has 40% at the price of a pound, and Liam Biggs owns 60% at the price of a pound.
Hey, so hang on. These boys got £2. They had a whip round. They got £2 together and thought, fuck it, let's make an esports organization.
Yeah.
Have you got a pound?
I don't hope so. I don't think this is legitimate share prices, of course. But...
I don't think they actually haggled over that. Listen, Bagsy, mate. You know, I want you involved in this company. I want you in. I want you in, right? But you're going to have to pony up the money. Just there, like mopping his brow. Oh, I don't know, Bigsy. It's a big call. 40%, you and me. I'm still a majority owner, but that's as close down the middle as it's gonna get, Bagsy. Oh, Bigsy, I don't know. Look, a pound, and you're in.
No, the wife's gonna kill me, man. We share bank accounts. She's gonna see it.
She's gonna see that pound. She's gonna see that pound's gone out. Could have put that in a fruit machine.
Give me it in cash, I'll do it on the table.
So, this is the CEO of a UK organisation publicly threatening to DDoS people for pointing out his big sponsorship deal is a fucking affiliate link, and you've wrote a press release for it, you fucking mug. What a mug. So... I just, again, couldn't believe it. So CEO of a UK organisation, he's kicking off, I'm about to lose my shit in DDoS, people. Right? Doesn't end there, though. JD just used us. Ha ha, GN. I'm guessing that means good night. And then someone asks him how. He said, we played in this league thing for him and got second, and he's not given us any money. Ha ha. Like, this guy just loves a laugh. How much would you get? And he says, 10, I think. It is what it is. Reason we lost. I'm like, what, 10,000? Like, you know, fuck. It's a big deal, right? Yeah. Somebody says it. Are people actually moaning over £10? It's £10, Sam. It's a tenner, mate. And then JD wades in. And he goes, I mean, I paid £10 for the league. If they cash out at £20, they get £2. This is how grim UK esports is, mate. this is how grim it is.
Fighting to the teeth of a 250.
And it mate. And Luke Biddle's like, we played for 2 days just for his teammates to shit the fucking bed. And then JD just bids, grow up, man, take the loss. So
bids, fuck up now, bids.
Yeah. He scammed him out of the tournament. He scammed bids out of £2.50, mate. It is the shittest
grow
scam.
Up now and take the loss. Take that £2.50 loss.
It is the shittest scam I've ever heard. It is the most low-key nonsense. It's just ridiculous. Just give him the £2.50, mate. Bids, I'll send you a tenner, mate. Come on, like, let's just fucking let's make UK sports great again. £2.50. I'm pretty confident if I had a kid and I took it to the zoo, it wouldn't end up in a gorilla enclosure.
I'm pretty confident as well.
Right, but do you know what's really fucked up about that? I was talking to like people about that at the time, right? So I'm having a talk about Harambe, because that's what we talk about these days, it's Harambe. And I said, you know, like, how did the bloody kid get in the bloody enclosure, you know, like, and I was saying, oh, you know, that is ridiculous. That's got to be a parenting fail. And when I talk to parents about it, you'd be surprised, you know, what do you mean? Can't take your eyes off your kids for a minute. They just go and do things. Like, right, have you seen a little toddler have a walk? Fucking Jenga legs everywhere, pudgy little body, like, come on. Right, if your toddler can outrun you, there's a fucking
rugs in.
Yeah, you've got bigger problems. You probably shouldn't be breeding. Right? But yeah, but like all the parents would say to me, yeah, well, you'd be amazed what kids, yeah, it happens. You turn your back for 1 second, and the next thing you know, they've scaled a 10-foot fence. Like,
and a Harambe's got them by the throat.
Yeah, it just doesn't work like that, actually. It can't work like that. Ringing how would any like kid survive if that was... Think about that logic. How would any child get past the age of 4 if as soon as you can walk, just, whip, fuck it.
Grip by Harambe.
Yeah, what's the most dangerous situation? Right, sound, I'm there. Right? It's just ridiculous. Like, have you seen Stevie Wonder's new keyboard? Neither's he. And then there's this other one, which is the woman starts having sex with a guy and then she gets a really bad, like, what she thinks is like a yeast infection. There's all discharge coming out of her pussy and stuff. And she goes to see a doctor and it's like some super rare fungus that you only get in corpses. And the guy works in a morgue. Da, da, da. So same thing, just different ways of getting there. Well, both of those stories aren't true. There's no, like, special bacteria you can get from corpses that, you know, would live in a, you know, it's just all lies.
You've clearly done the research, mate. It's a bit worrying.
Yeah, just, you know, these fucking urban myth stories are just dumb. They're
either
just dumb.
Your fucking corpses, mate.
Well, I don't have access, do 50, I?
Well, are you? You're not in a morgue.
Like, too busy trying to figure out how to do it because I'm an old man.
Good options.
No, but it says it's on my fucking
Logitech.
Yeah.
There probably is, like.
Oh, but it's not.
I can see your new picture. Oh, caught me off guard.
Hey, hang on. It's on me, actually.
This is staying in.
No, it's definitely not, like.
Staying in.
Definitely not.
Can't keep beefing away. Can't keep. Beefing away.
All you've done is say the word beef repeatedly.
Beef. Right.
Can you see me now?
No, of course I can't.
Yep, I'm ending this.
He just screamed for me to call back. There he is.
Right. There you go. That one's a bit loads better, isn't it?
Every UK pro I ever talked to, Sam, convinced everyone else was having a toggle. Like, just literally, they every time they got pre-fired, every time they lost a game, they'd just be like, yo, he's cheating, isn't he? He's cheating. It's the only way he could possibly beat me. And this was like the UK mindset for fucking years. Then you coupled that with this very strange self-confidence and self-belief that they themselves were the best players in the world, the definitive authority on how the game was played. But practicing's for fucking benders, mate. Only a virgin would practice.
Just one of those.
When I was at school, there was this guy, obviously a kid then, and you know, he hadn't done particularly well at the genetic roulette table. His parents put it all on black, and you know, it's zero. zero. Like, so he was a skinny kid. He was a ginger kid, not that kind of redhead that's kind of sexy. You know, like the auburn redhead, like just the raging orange. This guy was just, you know, like fucking Daywalker or something. He was like, he was one shade above albino. This guy.
You can see his scalp through his entire hair. Like, you can just see through.
Literally, like, you can watch his heartbeat just work its way through and like, sing around his body. Like, so, anyway, he had a cleft palate as well. And he told me that his dad, his real dad, was Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? This is the
Imagine if it was true.
So the idea that Schwarzenegger's genetic you know what I mean? That somewhere in his sperm
produces there is that.
Ginger cleft palate. And the thing is, well, Sean was like, he wasn't particularly, like, for an 11-year-old, he was still undeveloped. You know, he didn't have muscles. He didn't have any muscles, like. He just didn't have any. Like, when we used to go out for bike rides together,
he'd snap his arms.
He'd always be at the back. He'd always be at the back trying to keep up, you know? And, like, do this thing where we'd be like, see you, Sean! And we'd all, and we'd all, like, just ride off and leave him. And then, like, we'd hit over a hill, and he'd trying to keep up, like.
Didn't pull anyone, like.
Get there, and he'd be crying, because we'd all left him, and we'd be like, oh, you're all right, Sean? He'd be crying, and be like, what are you crying for, Sean? I'm not, just, I was going that fast, the fucking wind got in my eyes. And, you know, like, I get, obviously, people might look at your Twitter and go, oh, 10,000 followers, bloody hell. He's important. His opinions matter. He's what we call an influencer. But you've got Twitter audit. So, obviously, I might just go, like you did, out of curiosity, I'm just going to run his name for Twitter audit. And lies. So, and it's all lies.
I know, it's so easily proven the opposite. I don't get it.
Well, what do I have to get? Here's a good comment. This was from BR Fanbase. I wonder if he's a Brazilian fan. Richard Lewis is mentally ill and an alcoholic, and this could be the reason for him tweeting this.
Half true.
Yeah. I didn't say he was wrong, did I, Sam? Not in that opening sentence, anyway. Anyway, he should not be allowed to work in public because of his instability. It is dangerous. He even once tried to choke to death some pro player, but security saved the dude in the last moment before permanent health damage happened.
Dragging Lauder away with his feet. We just saved him. Get me a medic.
My situation is that I am working around the world trying to earn as much money as possible to send my children to a top school so that they can make something of themselves as I have. They are upset at me for never being home and for getting my assistant pregnant, right? He just sneaks it in. And then the guy goes, if you're being serious, then I apologize, but that last line is fucking hilarious. And he's like, maybe my English isn't that good, but why is it hilarious? And he goes, well, the part, you just said it like it's a casual thing. And he goes, to be fair, it was an accident. Someone replies to him and says, what, she tripped, fell, and landed on your dick as you were ejaculating? And he goes, in a way, right? We were on a busyness trip. And had to share a room because the hotel fucking up. Like, all of a sudden, this guy can't speak English. Like, this is what makes, maybe it's a troll, but I don't know. The room itself had one double bed we decided to share. During the night, I had an erection and my assistant was backing up in her sleep. The surprise penetration caused me to ejaculate in her. A little while later, here we are. Have you ever been so surprised by a penetration? Spontaneously, like, blow your fucking beans? Like, what is this? Fucking apple pie, American pie? Like, what the? It just didn't happen, did it? It just didn't happen. And then, look, does she have a vagina? Like a yawning hippo? Why were you naked? Would you say it dribbled or splurged out? Reply, please. I'm close. And he goes, so he replies, like, we were naked because we are in a hot country. It was a full force squad.
Yes, hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Richard Lewis Show. I'm, of course, Richard Lewis. Joining me, as he does every time we do one of these shows, there's Sam lurking in the background. What is wrong with you? What is that?
You just said lurking, mate. That's what comes out.
It's a fucking... Are you serious, mate? You haven't done one of these in ages. Everyone's meant to miss. Everyone's... You're just going to do this, are you? Is this literally what we're doing? You're just going to make stupid noises. All I can hear is your chair creaking as well, mate. Like, it's having a creak. It's under massive strain.
IKEA's finest, mate.
Oh, Jesus.
Get a good wearing.
Yeah, use some of that grease. Put your skin and grease that wheel, mate.
So, yeah, you know, like, I don't know the names of any, you know, I'm trying to think of any other famous animals, really. You know? So it's a bit weird. I do know the name of this gorilla. But anyway, since...
Bubbles. There you go.
Fair fucks, good shout. Bubbles. I'm glad Bubbles died so he didn't have to see what Michael Jackson become, you know. Can you imagine trying to explain that one to Bubbles? Bubbles, mate. Mind. Come on, sit down. Oh, yeah, just take them roller skates off a minute, Bubbles. Yeah, just sit down in that big padded nappy you have to wear for some reason, even though you're 40 years old. Just have a sit down. We've got something to tell you about Michael. He's been touching the kids.
I feel like the monkey though's been trapped. He's been trying to save for ages. Like, he's putting a nappy on me.
This isn't normal. He's been practicing kissing on me, man.
Bubbles in a fucking case witness trial trying to give verdict.
Pamela Ramsey Taylor, who is the director of West Virginia's Clay County Development Corps, referred to the First Lady Michelle Obama as an ape in heels. And then somebody said, did you really just fucking post this? And she went, yep, I did. So she doubled down immediately, which I always think is funny when these people get fucking wrecked all as in. Well. Yeah, I'll just go all
push
in,
with a, pair, in the yeah,
with a pair of twos. I'm going in with that pair of twos. What are you even thinking? Beverly Whaling, which is appropriate because, you know, whales. Yeah, get man the harpoons, right? But Beverly Whaling... and she says, just made my day, Pam. Well, you're like, well, Beverly Whaling can't be anyone important, right? It's just one of her racist friends. Beverly Whaling is the mayor of Clay. She's the mayor of Clay County in West Virginia.
I don't know if this was ever in your time.
Yeah, go
ahead. In my school, we had a thing called World Book Day, right? And basically once a year, you'd go in for World Book Day and you'd dress up, right? And the winner won a load of book tokens, right? It was just trying to teach the courage to get straight. So one year, right? I wanted to go SpongeBob, right? And I shit you not, right? I shit you not. Massive cardboard box, right? Massive cardboard box. Covered in dish sponges. and paint Danielle or what? One like fuck on the night, one nose box talking to his boy.
No way, man.
I swear to God.
Oh, have you got a photo of that?
Oh, somewhere, like, I'll have to try and dig it up. Oh. Massive cardboard box covered in dish sponges, couple of eyes slapped on, and then they announce the winner at assembly in the morning. Everyone's sitting there and they like little wizards out meeting. Just a massive box. Me with my arms crossed, just, I got this shit nailed, homies. Like, I already know what books I'm getting. Like,
God, Lord, you see, that's what I'm talking about.
Won the war.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Won those 30 quid worth of book tokens, boys.
Yeah, man, a lifetime of regret. Yeah.
I buried that memory deep. Like, I can't believe I just dug out of nowhere. Fucking just comforting dish sponges. Literally about 200 dish sponges. Not the little ones with, like, the Brillo pad on one side and the sponge on the other. Like, a good 200 of those, like, on a massive and you tell the best part, I have to walk to school in it, in the street. Just walking the street, holding hands with my mum, massive cardboard box painted yellow, covered in sponge.
Oh, fucking hell.
Got all the cars driving past me.
This illustrates what I'm talking about. You did make a costume. You did make a fucking costume.
I made a box, mate.
You just stuck sponges on a box, mate. You've got no place in a competition. Like, don't have the one, mate. He must have took pictures or something. You're like, oh, nah.
If a monk shows up to school, we're covered in a box full of sponge. Like, gotta give it to him, mate.
Yeah, exactly. They're just like, oh, I think he's obviously had a bit of help from his parents as well. You know what I mean?
Cheated.
You probably needed that 30 quid back for the sponge you fucking had on you.
Oh, yeah, it was a good 60 quid worth of dish sponges. Like...
Oh, you know. Oh. Right, back in the room. So anyway, point is, right, that isn't... No, that isn't cosplay, though, is it?
Yeah.
That's just bad. So, what? You know, those people are fine. I don't care if you want to, you know, do that or whatever, right? But there's a time and a place, and it's not in public, is it?
Richard Lewis, snitches get stitches. That's a good you know, piece of advice. It generally applies in prison. generally applies in prison, which I certainly hope I'm not going to be going to anytime soon. So yeah, but if I do, I'll definitely remember it. I ain't no snitch. Just like Harambe.
Harambe, mate, like the true G.
Had a true G, didn't snitch.
His last words, apparently, after he got shot, is like, Harambe, what you keep shite? I ain't telling no one.
Fuck you.
Stay true to the game, mate.
Stay real.
The game of being a zoo-bound gorilla.
So anyway, I had a scan, and long story short, I couldn't believe it. Doctor fucking said, your liver is like a newborn baby's. Nothing wrong with it, like... Nothing wrong with your pancreas, nothing wrong with your liver, the big two.
Look at this guy, he thought he was hard. Don't even
know. Yeah, like, I thought, like, you know, I could just imagine it in my head because I really laid it on thick. I'm always honest with the doctor. But the doctor, like, came in and I told him, you know, like, I drink all the time. I was savage when I was younger. I put things in my body I didn't even know what they were. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, whatever, but you're fine.
And he came in and he was like, thought you were fucking hardcore, mate. That's the most disappointed clean bill of health that doctor's ever.
I was hoping to see your liver and kidneys in bits.
I wanted to see hardcore cirrhosis. I wanted to see black ridges on your liver, like, you know what I mean? Like the stretch marks on the flabby midsection of a mother of five. That's what I wanted to see.
I mean, have you ever met anyone like DJ something that's like not a cunt?
Well, when I was in school, right? Thing is, this guy might have lasted so long, he might have even been in your lifetime. This guy called DJ Sterling, right? And he used to do every school disco, right? But he was so into it, he was ready, like every time, just straight ready.
So
if he's at like Tomorrowland or something.
He's a DJ and he goes to schools. And
yeah, he does school discos, like primary school discos, right? And every time, right, he'd get so into it, he'd be like fucking mashing it. He's like, yeah, loving it. And what then in the end, he'd walk to the dance floor, right? And he'd with his hands, he'd like spread everyone out. He's like, move, move, create a hole in the middle of the dance floor. And then just start doing flips through it. Just like you just get somewhere. He's like, I'm fucking ready. Everyone move. Like,
are you fucking kidding
me? I'm serious. DJ Sterling's a Port Talbot legend, mate. I know there's some people from Port Talbot watches. Tell the world of DJ Sterling.
Nah, I was. I never had a DJ Sterling experience, mate.
I don't think he's that old.
Generationally, I must have missed it. But yeah, it sounds creepy as fuck, though.
No, he wasn't
you creepy. You could say he's a fuckboy, mate.
He's just ready, mate.
He's just into dancing in front of children. He loves that. He's that whipped up into a friend.
Coolest cunt ever.
All right, you say so.
I wonder if saying I'm going to assassinate Donald Trump is a risk.
Yep, turns out it was. Massive risk. And you can see here on this first thing, he says, I'm going to kill the president. And then he says, bring it, Secret Service.
As if it's going to be hard. They'll just, all right, we'll just come and arrest you right now.
They will literally just fucking find you and put you in a room with a bag on your head and waterboard you until you fucking beg for death. Like, what are you talking about? Bring it, Secret Service. Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, all right, you in. Uncle.
I tap.
Turns out, I don't know if you guys were aware of this, obviously the viewers, threatening to kill a president on social media is bad. It's bad. Not a smart. Yeah, that is bad, right? So, but yeah, basically, Packet Sled issued a statement saying we take these recent comments made by our CEO seriously. Once we were made aware of these comments, we immediately reported this information to the Secret Service and will fully cooperate with any inquiries. He got ratted out by his own company. Excuse me, Mrs. T. Do you know your son? I believe his name is Lil
T. Nah, it's actually double T, mate. It's no L-I-L. He's all in. Little T.
Oh, he's actually spelled it correctly.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's doing all right in school then. Sort of.
I've just found his Twitter, though. Mate.
Don't.
Mate. Really? Do you want to look?
So he's like, he's just riding around on track bikes and that.
Yeah.
Good time.
Me and my bother. Me and my bother, mate.
He's, come on. He's
all
got
my brothers going on bikes to Moz.
But this was a good one. Fuck off, you fuck boy. Everybody can edit shit and then use it to destroy someone. How easy is to edit a photo, though? Get the fuck out. So, obviously, haven't edited anything. Didn't have a photo either.
Are a fuckboy, though.
I'm a man. Well, what is a fuckboy, by the way?
A fuck, Jesus. Like I'm talking to a dad. Fuckboy is like, no, like mad, creepy, over the top, everything sexual when you talk to a guy.
Really?
Yeah, fuckboy. Like, that's what a fuckboy is. Fucking is. Yeah, you're a fuckboy.
Legit?
Yeah.
That's what it means. Right, I'm gonna go to Urban Dictionary now. Usually I trust you on these matters, but so I'm searching for fuckboy. No, there you go. See, it says here, a person who is a weak-ass pussy that ain't about shit.
Yeah, I don't think that's the official definition.
It must be. Well, I think your definition's weird and creepy in and of itself.
People will tell us, but I'm pretty sure that's what it means. That's where I've seen
it. Is that staying in?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know. It's staying in.
I was wearing my Kappa shirt while walking through Walmart buying materials for our InterVarsity event tonight, and a young white boy pointed at me and started yelling, "She's not white. That's not an American flag. She's fat and ugly. I hope Trump sends her back where she came from." I mean, this kid's got a lot of prejudices. He's got some mad prejudices, though, hasn't he? He's got them all. He's
fat, banging, not American, gorm.
Racist. Send him home, and he's got an this child has an anti-immigration stance, right? And then he proceeded to throw things at me. I just shame.
Shame.
Right?